This segment of our WCDO Regatta interviews features one of this country's premier paddlers, 44-year-old Calvin Hassel from Grand Island, Nebraska.
Whenever I'm talking about the General Clinton Canoe Regatta or the great paddlers in this country, your name comes up as one of the premier paddlers from the state of Nebraska. And the first question people have for me is, isn't Nebraska landlocked, and where does he practice?
Yeah, this is not a good area for paddling in general, I guess. There's very few rivers and not a lot of water. It makes it a little more challenging that way.
Where do you practice?
Primarily, I try to practice on the Platte River.
Are there any, like, lakes nearby that you just go back and forth on?
There is small lakes, yeah. The rivers around here are rather low. They typically run in the spring and they dry up in the summertime. I paddle on the rivers as much as I can, depending on the water levels. Then I end up going on lakes, you know, later in the summer, depending on when everything gets too low in the rivers.
With canoeing clearly not being a very big sport in a state like Nebraska, how did you get interested in it?
My parents were involved in the sport, so I grew up paddling with my family.
Are there many other families and paddlers that you get to see on the rivers and lakes?
No, there's not. There was a canoe club around here when I was growing up, and it is kind of pretty much faded away. You know, there's only about one local race left.
Canoeing, I hear, is very mental, and when you're doing it in a long race, that's one thing. When you're doing it by yourself all the time practicing, I guess that's another.
Yeah, it does make it much more challenging. It's difficult for the high-intensity part of your training. There's just nothing to compare with having another boat beside you as far as when you're sprinting or doing time trials.
You've got over 550 wins and 16 C1 championships nationally. Are you well known in the Grand Island, Nebraska area for these accomplishments?
Yes, the local media did a fair amount of coverage around here. You know, people are not familiar with the sport, but they do know what I do, I guess.
You must love to travel because of all the places you go for these races.
Well, I have to travel, I guess. I used to travel a lot more. I don't really race all that much anymore because the traveling is a bit much sometimes, I guess.
So you just obviously love the sport so much to have done all that traveling in the past.
Yes, I really, really like to race, you know, and I like the good competition. So I have to travel, unfortunately, to get to those type of races.
Now, I see that this year will be your 20th Clinton finish. Has this been something you've been striving for?
I guess I hadn't thought that much about it till the last few years, but I you know, would like to at least do 20 races there, I guess.
Do you stay in touch with some of the other paddlers that you race against every year, some of the guys in Michigan, Terry Kent in New York?
I don't really ever communicate with Terry too much, I guess. You know, there's certain people. I usually keep track of Michigan paddlers and people in that area, but it's just certain paddlers, I guess, that I've known and paddled with that I usually keep up with.
And what about going to man? Do many people ask you to paddle with them?
Yes. It's always a difficult choice usually, and a lot of people don't understand why I want to do the C1, because I have an opportunity usually every year to paddle with a number of good people in C2, but I've did that quite a few years, you know.
Right.
And I do all my training C1 now. You know, I don't have anybody in this area that to train with in C2 or anything anymore. So as far as the General Clinton goes, I've just wanted to do it a few times here, C1, because that's, you know, what I do 95% of my paddling in.
What do you do about a boat and a pit crew when you travel from so far away?
Just depends. Most of the years out there, I've raced C2, so I just fly out, and usually my partner takes care of that. And doing C1, that's a little more difficult. I've drove out a couple times, and this year I'm flying out. Everett Crozier's bringing me out a boat, and I still need to arrange a pit crew and everything. So it's a little more challenging when you fly out to arrange all that.
For someone who's as competitive as you, the pit crew is extremely important.
Yes, and my family went out with me the last 2 years, which was nice. We drove out, and they were able to pit for me. But We're not going to do that this year.
What is your opinion of Serge Korbin?
I have a lot of respect, obviously, for Serge. You know, he's there's no one else who's accomplished what he has in paddling. You know, he's been consistent for so many years, and he's a very nice guy and a great competitor too. And it's a lot of fun paddling with him. You know, it was a lot of fun racing against him in C1 also. Very good sport and a very good competitor to paddle around, you know, whether you're with him or against him.
Is there a clear difference when paddling with him? Is there a feeling? Were your strokes compatible?
I've actually did like about 7 or 8 races with Serge, and we've always went really well. Serge is he's able to adapt to anybody he paddles with. I have a different stroke than what he does. He has a unique feeling. You know, I've had the opportunity to paddle with pretty much all the top paddlers in the country, probably. And Serge has a little different feeling than anybody else when he's in the boat with you. The boat goes fast, but you really don't feel him. You know, he blends in so well, you know, and he matches up so well that the boat just moves fast. A really nice feeling.
That's Calvin Hassel from Grand Island, Nebraska, one of this country's premier paddlers. Calvin is paddling in the C1 Pro Race today in Canoe S4. For Canoe Regatta 2008, I'm Craig Stevens.